Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. Really glad to have you here. Look, it, the banks are in trouble. I don't know if Donald Trump can turn it around in time to save a lot of these banks. He might save most. Yours might be the one he doesn't. Noble Gold can help you. Let me send you a free information packet. No obligation, no nothing. DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. By the way, I've been a customer for over 7.5 years, multiple times. Our guest is Paul Preston. He is the, I don't know what you call him, the founder, director, president of the New California 51st State Movement. And he's going to precede all these Canadians that are coming in. And we're going to pick up a lot of seats. And we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about the fact that, hey, we're at war. And we could be at war on multiple fronts here pretty quickly. So we'll hit that too as well. Paul, welcome to the show. Congratulations on getting as far as you have. But I want to save the 51st state situation because there's big news here, folks. You're going to want to stay tuned to this. Big news. But I want to get your reaction. Trump, good move, bad move. Taking out the nuclear facilities in Iran.
I think it was an excellent move, and for not the reasons that involve really Israel. And I think that there's a much greater good that we destroy everything Iranian in the sense that, or everything with the Khomeinis and the mullahs, because I think that it's time for regime change there. They are real Nazis. There's still vestiges from Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, and they've been the ones that have been plaguing us for so many years.
Is
We
that the
just
Muslim Brotherhood you're referring to?
The Muslim Brotherhood is mostly with the Sunni Muslims. Muslim Brotherhood was created by Muhammad al-Banna in
Okay.
1928 with the help of Adolf Hitler. He was the co-founder.
That's right.
And on the other side, now he's playing the Shias. This is Hitler playing the Shias and the Nazis. They also sidled up to the mullahs there, and of course they saw an opportunity to dominate the mullahs and basically turn the Persian people, which don't claim to be Arabs at all, the Persian people against the mullahs and the mullahs against the Persian people. But Adolf Hitler was the one who did that, and of course that impressed some of the people in Iran so much that they decided to change the name of the country from Persia to Iran. Iran means Aryan. And of
Oh,
course,
really? I did not know that.
exactly. And so prior to World War II, you had Adolf Hitler running around, the Middle East, and he pulled together the Sunnis and the Shias in a grand war against America and the Great Britain and everybody else, all the other players. That was his plan. 1928, you had the Muslim Brotherhood with al-Banna and Hitler. And of course, that's all been swept off a lot of the books now. Just in the last year, we're not hearing about that, which is really funny because, I've been talking about this, Dave, since 2000. I've known about stuff like this. So we've been talking about it that long. And all of a sudden, now it's just starting to disappear off the internet. Right.
No. Well,
And Adolf
I know that
Hitler was.
among these people, they're the most best-selling book is Mein Kampf.
That's correct.
That's a fact here. I just learned that recently.
In the Middle East. So that is exactly right.
Well, I've seen so many interviews and talked to some Iranian people I know here in this country, and they want the mullahs gone. They want a regime change. I had Shaheen Gobadi on my show. He's part of the resistance movement in exile in Paris. And he told me, he said, Dave, I'm not exaggerating. 90% of the people want the ruling government gone. They want to replace
Right.
him. So that's good news. Hey, I wanted to ask you, did you know about the Iranian-China railroad?
Yes, I did.
I know Trump was freaking out about this because it's the way Iran could get around the sanctions. So they ran one maiden voyage, and here the war starts, and Israel can take out that train if there's another train coming. If it goes into Iran for any reason, they can take it out because they're at war and they can interdict any shipment inside that country. And there's been no more use of the train. And what's bad for China, and this is Trump's brilliance, What's bad for China is they get 70% of their oil from Iran.
That's right.
And now a lot of that's in jeopardy because these railroad tracks are effectively going to be shut down by Israel as long as there's a war there. So Trump, check and checkmate.
Well, here's another one that just came out, and Chris Street with New California, and he's a worldwide economist, and he came out with and been to China numerous times. And he actually once a year he works with the Chinese government on certain things as a contract. He helps them all he can, but they do their own thing. But the big thing he just came across with now it's breaking is that he does not feel that China could actually field and successfully prosecute a war anywhere. And that's a big statement from him.
I tend to agree, except they're desperate. And I agree they can't project military power, but the South China Sea is right on their border. And I could see them interdicting shipping, interfering. And I think if they're going to go after anybody, they're not going to go after Taiwan. It's too well defended. They might go after the Philippines, or at least a
I
portion.
don't think that I think what Chris is saying is that the situation in China is deteriorating rapidly day by day, and it's at that point now. And I ask him about this in the call, the run up. We always have the Sunday night call with everybody publicly about New California, and I ask him about that, and he said that they are really running out of people. The riots have begun. People haven't been paid.
True.
It's a real breakdown that's happening. He says it's not far away from. So I asked him, I said, because of this other stuff that's going on with Iran, I asked him that question. He says he doesn't see them sustaining a war in the world anywhere right now.
Yeah,
They have the wars in their own country.
I tend to agree with Chris, but I think some of the CCP may not be thinking logically. That's
Oh, probably no doubt about that.
and here's the other thing. I took a lot of heat for this. It was, oh gosh, 2.5 weeks ago, I went on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells, and I said, Xi Jinping is done. They're going to systematically get him out over time. And
Right.
I took a lot of heat for saying that, Paul. But I'll tell you, just this last week, the three positions of leadership in the Communist Party that Xi controlled all three, he lost the military power. Okay?
Right.
The party chairman is next. And I hear they're phasing him out. This is what Chinese people I'm in contact with tell me, that they're going to phase him out by the end of July. They don't take him out because they don't want a bloodbath civil war, but they are taking out his support people, the generals, the admirals, the people that are loyal to him. They're killing him. They're taking him out.
Chris said the same thing tonight. The
Yeah.
exact same thing. I mean, we've been seeing the three pillars that he was standing on. The military was the big one. That was taken away a week ago or so.
Yeah.
And now he's on his own for other things. But he hasn't been, it's been 21 days since he's uttered a word in public.
That's right. That's right. And he totally disappeared between May 15th and June 4th. And here's what the India media is saying. I'm not getting this from the Chinese people. The India media showed a picture of the back of his head. And you see a scar, and the hair hadn't grown
Correct.
back. There's speculation he had a stroke, and that's a surgical scar.
Well, here's another one. On those exact same days, we didn't hear from Gavin Newsom in public.
You're right.
The exact same days. And there was one, I kept checking his press, you go to his office and you can see where he's supposed to be. There's nothing except one school function where he was supposed to be parading around in front of students, but that looked more contrived than anything else.
Well, I'm hearing he's under investigation and it's not being broadcast for things like money that was supposed to go to the homeless that didn't show up. The tracks, the high speed train tracks, not 1 inch has been built. And I hear he's under investigation in five separate areas. Do you know anything about that?
I do. I'm not going to comment on the first ones, but I will tell you that. There is one that you and nobody else that all the other public hasn't really heard about, and that's the one in which it involved Dianne Feinstein, and when he was the mayor of San Francisco, that there is a big situation developing there, and that has something to do with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow from San Francisco.
Oh, brother.
So that is a big case that's pending. That's when he was governor. As I was told, he will be arrested, and if he gets arrested, it will be for that case.
Interesting. Well, I know that there was some controversy with Hillary Clinton and little Shrimp Boy Chow with regard to campaign donations, but Hillary claimed, "Hey, no contest. I didn't know. I didn't know. We just took his money like anybody else." And she had a leg to stand on with that. But she had that run in down there. Dianne Feinstein, interesting. You're going to make me go to the well and think a lot on this. But they were really good
About
at
her
it.
driver and assistant, and he was a
Oh,
spy.
yeah. Her
He was
driver.
best friends with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow.
Yeah, this was mainstream media news. Her driver
Right.
was a Chinese spy, and she
He
had
was
him for
fired.
20 years.
20, I think 24.
24 years.
Who's counting? But the other thing too, when you mentioned Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, was the same thing with Leland Yee, who was a state senator here, that around 2010 was investigated for receiving arms and purchasing arms shipments into the United States by way of New Jersey. They were he's primarily buying up Stinger missiles that were being purchased out of Subic Bay, and the name of Bonta, like as in Rob Bonta, the current attorney general, he's from the Philippines, and his family is a notorious communist Muslim family, and the implications that we were hearing about at the time was it was his family arranging the sale of Stinger missiles to the United States. And the object was to shoot down Southwest Airlines as they took off and left on flights.
Do you
Two
think we're
very, very
in?
strong FBI agents refused the Obama directive to stand down and convicted him.
Going to ask you a question because lead into an area there that you just brought up. Did you ever see the show on USA Network called The Americans about Soviet spies in America?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the analogy. I talked to someone today who used to be in the CIA. And I asked him about the sleeper cells. They said, "Dave, they're so embedded." And he brought up that show. And he said, "You know how they were grooming the daughter as she was approaching 18? Natural born citizen in America, two Soviet spies, and she would have been able to do just about anything, work for the State Department, whatever." And he said, "The Iranians' sleeper cells have been here for 40 years." He said, "We got 2 to 3 generations of sleeper cells here. And you could be living next door to one, not know, but when they get the order, it's go time." Are you aware of that?
Yes, and it wasn't just Iranians, of course, it was Russians
Russians
and
too, yeah.
Ukrainians, for that matter. And I think the, we had several that we still haven't. The interesting thing about the Ukrainians and just over recent history is that in talking to the J6ers, I've interviewed now, I think, 20 of them over the last year. And it's been interesting because I've gotten some pretty good, leads and investigations, and we're sharing information. But J6 was, is now really officially under investigation for a lot of other things. And one of the big ones was the involvement of the Ukrainian military, operating as a unit under the direction of Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, that's going to be an allegation that pops up, but there's good reason for it. There's a lot of videotape that shows the action on J6 of a Ukrainian military detail, and there's plenty of witnesses to the fact that you saw uniformed people changing their uniforms out as Ukrainians into MAGA uniforms, MAGA outfits, after certain actions had taken place. My understanding that the whole thing started months before J6 and was completely organized and ready to go as an operation, similar to what might be called with the burning of the Reichstag in Germany. And my understanding when I first heard about these things, it was their intent to burn down the Capitol.
So part of J6 was a false flag. And I'm hearing that I've heard similar stories. Do you think that the Ukrainians were involved in the pipe bomb incident at DNC?
Absolutely.
So you think it's Ukrainian?
I think the Ukrainians working with the FBI and the CIA.
I
All three.
saw a video of Capitol Police car half a block from DNC headquarters, and the guy that laid down the pipe bomb talked to the people in that car.
Right.
I'm sure you're familiar with that video.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The Ukrainians, huh? Why not the California Military Reserve while we're at
Oh,
it?
they were busy in they were still busy in Kyiv. You know, that's another story. We want to get the Congress on that. We have witnesses, and we're sort of backlogged on this stuff we're supposed to be doing for the Trump administration and everybody right now because we got this convention coming up with the Constitution and all that stuff. But we'll be caught up by tomorrow. But it's been kind of an interesting little ride that we've been on here in terms of our own investigations. We have a DOGE that we set up for New California State. It's called ncsdoge.com, NCS DOGE, and you fill out a form and we'll DOGE just about everything. You'd be surprised what we pulled up. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable the amount of money and money laundering and the fraud and it's really simple to find these things too. We've been amazed.
Why don't you think they're better at covering their tracks?
They're arrogant. They don't need to. They think the law is always, they think this corruption is never going to end. And we were very close to it not ending with Biden if he was to stay in. And again, that was a failure on their part that they didn't pull off the elections like they thought they were going to pull off, and actually get Biden to win a second time. So they have a problem now in this third election. They're going to still try and they're still going to try and pull it off with all the machines, and we're going to fight real hard not to let that happen. But I think that what's going to happen to really turn everything topsy-turvy is that Donald Trump is going to use his executive authority to make California a new state. And once he does that, that means 20. We have 52 members of the House, so we'd get 26 members of the House and plus two senators, and that'll just tip everything over to Trump. And even the reorganized California will turn red because we'll have the voting system change, in which we'll have one day voting.
It's about time. Paul, on your heels of the 51st state, I've done a deep dive on California, or excuse me, Canada, and Premier Smith of Alberta. She's gone. She wants out.
Oh, yeah.
And the preliminary, they haven't even started canvassing or doing PR yet, but the preliminary poll I saw said that they've gone in 6 months from 20% to 35% want out. And they said, we haven't even done anything yet. And I understand that if Alberta goes, okay, then Saskatchewan, Quebec, and British Columbia will probably split in half, and they'll go too. I mean, we could see a mass entrance into the United States here from you in New California and also in Canada. I think we could have as many as five new states.
Yeah, absolutely. You just throw into the mix that you're talking about too in Canada. You already have and take New California out. We're going to be a state, but then you have New Illinois, and New Illinois is on the verge of statehood.
Oh, really? How I didn't
Oh
know they were
yeah.
that close.
Well, they're close because they have the ability. They got rid of Madigan, and Madigan was a big criminal, boss hog in the House as their House Assembly Speaker. And he said yes or no to any legislation. Well, it was kind of interesting because the first we there's two people in the Illinois House of Representatives that are part of New California, and so they originally submitted a bill to go in there. And when they got a hold of me, and I looked at the bill and I said, "Well, it's not going to go anywhere because you haven't got it worded right." And they didn't know, what do you do when you're going to make a state? How do you do these things? So they worded it right. Madigan was still the man to get the bill passed. And the first thing he did when he saw it the first time is he threw it in the trash can. It wasn't going to go anywhere. But this time he stuck it on his desk and it just stayed there. Now it's still there, my understanding. They could have a bill that goes forward in the assembly and then goes to the Senate for a quick vote. Then they could be off to Congress for a statehood.
Yeah, but Pritzker, who's eating all their food,
Oh, Pritzker's right.
he'll veto it though, won't he?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any vote in it. The governor does not have any vote in the decision of the assembly or the Senate. It's not a bill. And when you take it like that, it's a resolution.
It's a
And a
resolution. Okay.
resolution does not have to be signed by the governor.
So can a
See, these things are
resolution?
very low thresholds because they want to, the people, they saw that there's an opportunity if, when the people could see there's corruption, that they could go through the people's house, the legislature, and get agreement there, only there, because if, what if you have corrupt judges and you have corrupt executive? Like in California, we have all three, but the last ones to really kind of go the corruption route was the House of Representatives and the Senate, the legislature. The founding fathers were smart. They figured that one out. And of course, then it's a matter of following the right path to statehood. But I could see that you've got those four, you've got that three right there, and you can have easily New Oregon. New Oregon could happen really quickly. And I think New York could too. Once we get statehood, I believe, then you'll see the new New Yorkers come out.
Well,
And they'll demand it.
Kathy Hochul, I didn't mean to say Hoggle, excuse me.
Sure.
Slip of the tongue. Kathy Hochul, or Hochul, she's caught up in a scandal with her husband for kickback and funds,
Right.
and she could be going the way of Letitia James. And I think that would further a separation, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All this is priming itself right now, especially with Iranian, the Iranian thing. The Iranian thing is a perfect setup for New California next week.
Yeah, let's hope we don't get a visit. I
Well,
just, you know, I got to tell you,
let's hope.
I would love, and we still might, but I would love to go to the Diamondbacks game on the 4th of July. You know, hot dogs and have a soda, watch a little baseball with the family. But I think 4th of July is going to be a high priority date, and I think there could be some stuff going down.
Yeah.
And I think that we may
I
just
do
have
too.
to sit this one out, and they'll pick a high profile event. It kind of reminds me when the World Series was played in Arizona. You know, I remember walking in with my father-in-law, my wife, and my infant son. And this is after 9/11, Paul. And I must have saw 10 snipers on the roofs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping they approach this level of security. I was told today that we have no way to identify a lot of the sleeper cells. We can get the TDA out, we can get MS-13, but as far as finding these sleeper cells, Russia, China, and Iran, that's real difficult.
Well, we have a lot of police forces, and I'm going to say policing agencies that are playing the game of just doing nothing and not being concerned about their own communities, which is a real problem. I think they need to be a visual. They need to get their heads on a swivel and look around and be aware at all times and listen to our shows so that we can give them some fresh intelligence because they're not getting the intelligence they need.
Yeah, you know, I have a prediction going forward because you're going to be a state. I have no question. I think Canada is going to give us a minimum of two, but probably four. And you're talking Illinois. I think the Democrats are done. I think what we're going to see is the liberal Republicans like Collins and Murkowski and that group. I think that they're going to break away from the GOP and form their own party.
I do too.
Do you think it's coming to that down the road?
And you know, there's going to be a new party system in New California. The Republican Party in California is non-existent. It really is. And it's you know, they treat people like mind over matter. They don't mind, and the people don't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way they look at people. And if you go down to the county level, and the committees that they have set up. There's nobody in the committees. They've got people that are substitutes. They give up their proxy vote to one or two people. Well, what if you got 10 delegates? You got 10 proxy votes. Where are these people's involvement in growing any kind of influence within the counties from a Republican standpoint? Well, they don't have any influence because they really don't care. And the leadership getting all the proxies, that's kind of like, oh, we already it's a fait accompli. Because we don't have elections out here, we have selections. The Mexican cartel selects who's going to get elected. So just go ahead, fundraise. And then when it's all over, you don't have to, and you don't campaign. Nobody's out there putting up campaign signs. It's very, very minimal. It's not, especially if you're talking about an assembly member or a house member, there's nobody campaigning. They already know who's going to win.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a parallel here. One of the problems, not the only problem, but one of the problems in China with the banks and the stock market and so forth is the CCP leadership siphons everything off. They're embezzling like crazy. And we're seeing that in California, aren't we?
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. This is, if you like communism, you like embezzlement. You know, if you like taxation, you know what, you like extortion taxation. It's the same old thing for the Catholic Church has been up to for eons of gathering indulgences. You know, you either pay the indulgences or we chop your heads off. And that's what they do out here. Either pay the indulgence or we just chop your heads off by taking away your corporation or putting more environmental regulations on you. So it's the same thing. Nothing has changed.
I often wondered, you brought up, and I think specifically you're talking about the Jesuits, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go back in history just for a minute. Satisfy my curiosity if you know the answer. How did the Knights Templar factor into this?
Well, the Knights Templar, from what I understand, were the guards, if you will, of all the money. And they ended up in Switzerland. And there's a lot of money, from what I understand, isn't there? And they also spread themselves out between the Holy Land and even as far as Great Britain. But the bigger part of all this is the role of the Jesuits after 1540 in the whole operation of the Catholic Church and the whole operation of gathering wealth. People don't, when Martin Luther came around, the money, literally, it's an economic thing. The money was cut off to the Catholic Church and the Pope. And they were pissed about that because, you know, they were going around doing the same old thing, looking for the indulgences, and nobody was giving it up because they had switched face. They had gone to Lutheranism or Calvinism or Protestantism. And they suffered badly economically. So by 1540, they said, you know, enough of this stuff. We want to get our money back. So they created the Jesuits in 1540, Ignatius Loyola. And Loyola put the law down. There was an oath at every level of being a Jesuit. The first three levels, there was no oath that was telling them people what they're going to be doing in terms of their commitment to the Catholic Church. But the level four oath that they took talks about what they're going to do to how to kill the Jesuits. They're the Protestants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take all their money. And then a level five would be somebody like a Nancy Pelosi. She's definitely, or, you know, those, that level of a Jesuit. So commanding authorities and things like that. Well, the Jesuits after that started raking in a lot of money. And of course their ruthless behavior in terms of killing people, either you're going to recommit and come back and swear to be a Catholic again, or we're going to cut your head off or burn you at the stake. And that's exactly what they did to all these Protestants. That's what started the Protestant Reformation, and the revolution was on, basically, to get out of the old world and into the new and establish the 13 colonies. I'm being very simplistic here, but
no, I know I'm following you though.
I'm abbreviating your time. This is a fascinating story that needs to be retold. And in fact, I was on with our partner, Simone Anderson, and we just really went through this on Saturday and Friday and Saturday. We continued the story over on the Saturday show because it's so important to understand these influences right now. And they are here now. What do you think brought, we just had the biggest invasion of this country by some people's estimates, 100 million people came across the border. That was all spirited, of course, by Mayorkas. Mayorkas was one of your seed plants from Europe. He's a Jesuit. The Jesuits of America, they're the ones, that's the Catholics of America. That's the same group that brought all these people across the border. And the
Catholic
Jesuits,
Charities, right?
Catholic Charities, and they're run by the Jesuits of America.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Mayorkas is clearly a Jesuit, and you can see how committed he was to make that happen. Here you have Alex Padilla, who's a Jesuit. Here you have Jerry Brown. Here you have Gavin Newsom. Javier Becerra is a Jesuit. He went to some of the best Jesuit colleges in Spain. So when you take a look at the California legislature, most people are Jesuits. When you take a look at office app, most people are Jesuits. Some people say when you go walking around down the capital of California, all you run into is peg-leg pointed shoed Jesuits. And that's true. That's true. We were down there the other day just railing on them about the insurrectionists. We called out a bunch of people as insurrectionists. And it was a fabulous time, and we did a great job. And we called out about a dozen of them as insurrectionists, and we explained the whole thing about being insurrectionists. But, you know, it was really funny. We had a gathering of a picture for everybody, and one of the ladies had gone inside the building, and she goes, "Paul," he says, "you were right about those Jesuits." And I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "I went inside there, and there's all these guys walking around with their black pants and pointed shoes, and they all had peg legs." I said, "Well, that's the Jesuits." But my point is that this has been a rich area for the Jesuits as California because of the early settlements that were here, and of course the missions that were brought in. But the missions that were brought into California were by Father Serra, and I think he was he wasn't a Jesuit, Franciscan, I think he was. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of the Jesuits in the New World and in the Philippines in 1768, I think it was. The Pope said, no more of the killing going on. They were just devastating the populations, and no one was being converted to Catholicism. It was becoming more of a wartime.
Kind of like the American Southwest.
Well, yeah, but they were really nasty. What's happening now, of course, is we're starting to see this whole thing about insurrection coming on. And clearly, Alex Padilla and Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, they've all been insurrectionists. And we put that label on them. And, of course, the insurrectionists lead to secession, which is your Cal exit, because that's, again, their goal.
They want to get California out of the Union. At one time, they wanted to become a protectorate of the UN. I covered that. Interesting. Hey, I want to digress just for a moment. We talked about the Knights Templar briefly. I did some research on this, Paul, and color me surprised. I grew up in Aurora, Colorado. Yes, the new home of TDA. But I grew up in Aurora. And the Knights Templar headquarters is in Aurora, Colorado. The man that heads it went to my high school, and his dad was the mayor of Aurora for a while. I kid you not, the Knights Templar is still around.
They function. I was offered a meeting with the Knights Templar probably maybe 3 years ago, I think it was. And I was thinking about having the meeting, but it couldn't work out for me. Just to be the fascination on the wall, you know, like, what is this all about? How are you functioning, and what are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of people think that. Yeah, is there a difference between the Franciscans and the Jesuits?
Yeah, the Franciscans are more politically leaning in the sense that they're going to try and convert people to Catholicism realistically, without all the violence. The Jesuits, no, it's either you're going to convert to Catholicism or we kill you. And if you're a Protestant, you have to convert now, or we're just going to kill you. Or you're just going to kill you. You got to remember something here. Everybody does. What we're fighting right now constitutionally is the fight of these Jesuits in the Catholic Church's hatred towards the Constitution. Because this Constitution of ours was really inspired a lot by so many people, that a key factor was Martin Luther. And Martin Luther's, you know, said that that no longer should people be held to account to a priest or whatever in order to have a relationship with God. And that everybody has their own personal one-on-one relationship with God and Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that's the way the Bible reads it. And as soon as people started to realize, you know, I can have my own relationship with God and Jesus Christ, really? I don't need to go to, you know, to confession. I don't need to, you know, beg for forgiveness that way. I can beg for forgiveness right here, right now. And I, you know, I can have my own power and authority that's God given. And of course, what's the basis of our Declaration of Independence? The founding fathers knew just that, and they said that all people are born with God-given rights.
Yeah.
All people. And it's the only document ever created that way, the Declaration of Independence. And so that's when I mean, I'll tell you, speaking of the situation up in Canada, they don't have a constitution. They answer to the king and to the monarchy. And I was on one of the spaces. Things that we do every Monday and every Friday. And we've been talking to a lot of the Canadians, and we've kind of gotten to know them. And it really knocked me off my out of my. I did not know. They did not. I didn't even think about it. I never thought about it. And I think most Americans don't think about it. They think Canada sure has a constitution. Well, they don't. And this girl, this woman, she's talking and I'm talking and I'm talking about this and that, and she goes, "Paul, you're missing something here." And I said, "Well, what am I missing?" He says, "We in Canada don't have a constitution like you have in America, and we in Canada don't have rights like you have in America. We get our rights from the king when he tells us what he wants us to do." And I went, "What?" Then it hit me. You know, their quest is to have our God-given rights, which you and everybody takes for granted in America.
Well, you know, it's a difference between, and I'm going to ask you to link this into the Jesuits. I learned this a long time ago. There's constitutional law where your rights are ordained by God and the government can't interfere, ideally. And there's a law that's present in Europe. It's called communitarian law. And they say, yeah, you have all the rights Americans have as long as we agree with it. And see, communitarian has to be in the common interest or the communist interest. That's what dominates Europe. This is why the UK can get away with doing what they're doing to their citizens.
Well, the communism was started by the Jesuits. It's been a basis of a lot of what they've done since early Roman time, even with corporations. Corporations are an extension of communism. And that's why one of the big goals of the of the Catholic Church and communism was that you fundamentally had a constitution in America that was created giving the people who we the people God-given rights. So these people have the notion that they have God-given rights, and they don't have to answer to any king or any potentate or any monarch. And that's true. We don't. I don't. You don't. God, we don't answer to any king or royalty. And of course, that's something that's antithetical to the Pope and to the Church and everything else. So that was a big dilemma. It's a big question, and we are back at question point with the same question right now. They're trying to destroy Protestantism as they've always tried to do, and or any religion that gets in their way.
That's true. Do you know if Governor Waltz of Minnesota is a Jesuit?
I believe he is.
Because let me tell you what's come up. And I'm just going to say this is speculation, but I'm going to quote Belter, the assassin of former Speaker of the House Horstman, Minnesota legislature, and the attempted assassination of Hoffman and his wife, Senator. And this, here's what's interesting to me, Paul, and I want to let you dissect this. Belter's wife, Jenny, runs Praetorian Security, which is one of the biggest security firms in the world. He's been to Eastern Europe. He's been to the Gaza Strip. Okay, this ain't no mall cop. Okay, now,
Yeah, well, no,
what's
right.
interesting is they pulled his wife over while he was on the run. And she had passports for everyone in the family, guns and ammunition, and they let her go. I found that very curious. She was aiding and abetting. No question they were going to do a getaway, but they let her go. But Belter, when he went to court, and prior to going to court, he wrote a letter to Cash Patel saying that he had been hired to kill people who were opposing illegal immigration legislation. In Horstman and Hoffman's case, it was they voted against Medicaid benefits for illegal aliens. How aware of, listen, this is Belter. It's not Dave Hodges saying this, Paul. This was Belter saying this. And I'm telling you, the facts don't add up. Just look at his car. When they got him in his car, he had the No King's Literature. Okay, that's Democrat, anti-Republican, Trump derangement syndrome. But he also had a hit list of people who supposedly were for abortion. The guy's a damn Democrat. And he and his wife were both appointed to state commissions by Waltz. Okay, Paul, help me with this because I think he was a hitman.
Well, sure, he's a hitman, and he's a Jesuit. This is how they play the game.
Wow.
The infiltrate. I mean, this is it. It sounds so confusing and disconnected. It's all connected. He's going to kill someone, and that someone's probably somebody who's standing in the way of the Jesuits, or ordered up by the Jesuits.
Well, this rumor is that Amy Klobuchar was on his list. They haven't released those 45 names.
I would, if I was Amy Klobuchar, I would be very worried. You have that Red Lake Indian district up there, and that's a huge money laundering area. That's what started the Floyd riots. That whole connect the dots. So there's a lot of things going on in Minnesota. I think that look, what's the largest minority that you have there? Somalians,
That's right.
and they rule the roost. That they do whatever they want to do.
They're on the
But
police force.
Waltz is an international criminal. He is a hitman himself. He's directing these things, but he is working. He is easily involved with other agencies, including obviously Communist China, and the Vatican, and the British. You can't throw out the British are actively involved in everything out here, including California politics. The Royals are here. They want to take California. That's why you have Steve Hilton running for governor. The crown wants to control California.
Steve Hilton. Is he a Jesuit?
Don't know if he's a Jesuit, but he's pretty much an infiltrator as far as I'm concerned. He's been a citizen for 2 years and he wants to come out and now govern Californians. I think we're really tired in California of all these people coming from outside of California telling us how to govern and do things. Once we figured out the level of corruption, we Californians are very capable of running ourselves as a state, as a great state. We know that. And that's one of the things that's scaring the holy hell out of the current administration, which is not admitted. We actually declared that they are no longer a governing entity at all in California. They've failed. They've abdicated their authorities. In fact, which is a legal constitutional term that says that they are no longer able to govern, they no longer have the people's authority to govern in California.
You're
And that may
sounding a lot
be one of
like
the
the Declaration of Independence right now.
reasons. That's right, though, that it's in full force right now. But there's some other words we had to put in. We did this on the 24th of March, and then just the other day, we went back and declared that there's numerous insurrectionists. And gave that whole history about insurrectionists and insurrectionists being, it's insurrection against the Constitution if you have two or more people talking about overthrowing the government. And clearly, Gavin Newsom, Alex Padilla, Shirley Weber, Javier Becerra, Kamala Harris, Jerry Brown, Arnold Schwarzenegger, just to mention a few, have been trying to tear this state down and turn it over to the British, we think.
The plan at one time with Cal Exit, the part of California you're trying to escape from, their plan originally was to become a protectorate of the UN.
Right. Well, that would be
What's their plan? What's their plan now, Paul?
the plan actually right now, I believe. And again, we're sitting on some very interesting turf because the word secession and insurrectionist doesn't get used very much, really. It's used between talking heads like us and everything, and we know what it all means because then we go back in history and realize, there was a lot of secessionist talk. and insurrection talk back from 1850 to Civil War, and it really peaked up in, in the years just prior to the Civil War. Well, the word insurrectionist, gets, if you're labeled an insurrectionist even today, you're put on the terror watch list. That's how important this word is. But if you go back and take a look at it when it started, the word insurrectionist was invented in 1850, and it was the Democrats, the Southern Democrats, who wanted to hold on to their slaves, who became, quote, insurrectionists, and they wouldn't let the idea of the and wouldn't stop violating the Constitution. So the papers, the Post, and everybody, they named them, they called them insurrectionists. Well, the thing is that these insurrectionists were trying to do what? They were trying to get California, when it became a state in 1850, to be a slave state. And people said, no, we're not going to be a slave state. We've got a constitutional amendment. We're not going to do that. So that started the Great Compromise, which is what brought California in as a bill. Once the Great Compromise started, it gave some concessions to the Southern folks about their slaves that might be caught when, in the North, and they would be returned and things like
Fugitive
that.
Slave Act. Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
Dred Scott.
the Slave Act, exactly.
Yep.
And so that was a key thing, but it festered until 1860, 61, when these same insurrectionists all of a sudden got a hold of everybody and said, we're going to get out of the Union of States called the United States, and we're going to form a Confederacy. So they wanted to secede, Dave. And what happened is that as more and more of these insurrectionists talked about insurrection, the closer and closer it became to secession. Ultimately, it got to secession. And that was my caution on Friday, on Tuesday, is that we got to watch how we're using these words, but they're being slung around now by the left, like Gavin Newsom and these folks, really hard, which tells you that they're going to press and press and press and press, just like the secessionists did in 1850, until they get a secession based upon an insurrection, like a civil war. There's your Cal exit right there.
It's amazing. Now, what's interesting is people have told me when I've told them about my support of New California, they've said, well, it's an insurrectionist movement. No, it's not. It's not withdrawing from the Union. That's insurrection if it's not done the proper way. It's what you're doing is separating from a state. You're reorganizing.
That's right. We were separate. The word that is properly used, that is the illegal term, is secession, which is what happened with the Confederacy. We're not seceding. We're separating.
Yes.
We're separating. It starts with S, but we're separating constitutionally. That's okay to do.
But you're still under the control of the U.S. government, I mean, federally speaking.
We would be we would enter into a compact agreement. I learned this from Newt Gingrich because I had him on my show once. And it was interesting. Because back of my head, I said, I got to ask Newt Gingrich this question about, he was the Speaker of the House, and what about the relationship that he had with each state? And he said, well, the first thing he said, I had to read their constitutions and understand what the agreement was for the federal government with that state. So I had to learn all that stuff. And of course, I taught me a ton of things as soon as he started opening his mouth and talking about that. I said, now I get what goes on, and how it funnels down. So he as a Speaker of the House, I'm sure that Johnson is the same way. He's had to peruse what the constitutional status is, the true constitutional status of every state, based upon a compact. Now, in California's chan like many other states, in 1879, California decided to adopt a communist constitution. So they adopted it and they put it into law. It was a corporation, and the corporation was set up to do business as, not to govern by the people. So the people became basically chattel to the corporation. And of course, that's the way it's stood until we came along and said, no, it's not right. And of course, what happens, this was predicted even in 1879 by the Puck people, who wrote this political satire. They said California is going to follow that constitution right into bankruptcy. Where's it at now?
Well, Paul, we've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to have you talk about The convention. Can anybody come to the convention that's coming up?
Yep, anybody can come. Delegate tickets are a special price, but all that goes away tomorrow. So get your the cheap the basic price for 2 days plus meals is 250.
Okay. And so people can just show up and say, hey, I'm part of history in the making. And
Oh yeah, for people not to have this opportunity, and if we have our guests really do show up and they haven't said they're not, that's going to put it way over the top. And I think the stars are aligning right now for that to happen.
I agree with you. Do you have a way that people can follow the movement online?
Yeah, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, and there's an 800 number down there you can call and get information on, free call, and we get back to you and we can put you in a county. Anybody in the nation can join because this is a national effort to make New California a state, the 51st state. We're going to save the union with our brand new constitution and bring constitutional law and order back to the United States, because right now we have it with Donald Trump. He understands the constitution. Why do you think he's acting the way and doing the things that he's doing right now?
Exactly.
He's acting out on the Constitution, and no one's touching him. No one, the
Oh,
courts
did
aren't touching him,
you
nothing.
see AOC calling for impeachment because he did what he did with Iran? I mean,
Yeah.
I heard this on the radio when I was driving. I just started laughing.
Yeah, she needs to stop marrying her brother.
Think that's Ilhan Omar.
Oh, that's right, it's Ilhan Omar.
That's Omar. She needs to have her
That's right. I'm
citizenship
sorry. I'm
revoked.
sorry, AOC.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
and deported. Yeah, exactly. I can't believe she's still in Congress. But yeah, AOC, I mean, she's so stupid, Paul, that when she got elected, this was in the lame duck period, she asked a reporter publicly, do you know when we get paid?
I know. I saw
She wasn't even in office yet.
that.
Of
We can get
course,
paid.
I guess when you're doing wet t-shirt contests in a bar, I'm just sorry. Sorry, folks, that's the
She gets
fact.
paid right there. That's.
That's
She
who
could go
she
turn
is.
around and do that right now.
Well, she's not popular in her district. It's a good thing voting machines are in her district. That's all I got to say. Hey, Paul, you got a really popular show too, Agenda 21 Radio. Tell people how they can follow it.
You can follow me on Rumble and all sorts of other outlets because we've got TalkStream Live. That's a big one, and we're going to be back on Red State Talk Radio here pretty soon. So after a hiatus, and we're opening up the whole American Exceptionalism News Network. That's going to be opening up here in the next 3 months.
Very cool.
We have a studio out of KMYC 1410 AM in Marysville, brand new transmitter and everything. So it's interesting that studio is high atop or right above the old Bank of Italy building. Which was the Bank of Italy in gold country here was the precursor to the Bank of America.
Oh, my.
Yeah, first one.
I'll say this quietly, just between you and me and our close friends here. I've had a long time account with Bank of America, preceded the marriage to my wife. Actually, it was called Maribank at the time, and we can't stand it. We do most of our business in a credit union. We're extricating ourselves from the bank. It ain't easy to do, Paul. They do all kinds of dirty tricks to keep you in to
Well,
their bank.
and they do all kinds of dirty tricks to take you out. I have one too, and it's there. It actually they have been. I can't say anything bad about them, but they've done a really, really good job with the things that we've had some issues. And as you get your cards hit on all the time, and then they cut them off. They stop. The security there is really, really good that way. And of
I
course,
agree with
you
that.
run around trying to use your card. You go, what the hell is going on here?
Oh no, we listen. It's funny you said that. We must have had similar experiences. Our guest has been Paul Preston. Paul, remind me to tell you when we talk privately that Kaliningrad is going to be the cause of World War III.
I
Okay, just
believe you, but
file
we'll
that away.
talk.
I'm breaking that story on Monday, the 23rd. But our guest has been Paul Preston. I have the privilege of being invited to the convention for New California, and I'm going to get to say a couple of words. And it's really an honor for me to be there, Paul. I appreciate you inviting me. And it's just going to be a great event. And it's not going to be long until we say Governor Preston's on the show. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks, David.